Imagine the tools you typically find in an art class. Pens, pencils, brushes, small, safe items. I visited the art base last week for John Boz's Power of Tools class, where the first items students need are eye protection and a face mask. They learn to use electric saws and drills, and to find art in the things they can't control. On the back patio of the art base sit crates of power sanders, grinders, drills, and safety goggles. In between sawhorses are 5 3-foot-tall pine logs. This is not a typical setup for an art class, and it quickly becomes clear why this class takes place outside. John Baza, or Boz to his students, is a woodcarver and the instructor this evening, but
I don't really consider myself an artist.
In the early 80s, Baza was an advertising broker in Manhattan. He moved to the Roaring Fork Valley for a change of pace. And then, one day, a friend who worked on a ranch in Woody Creek needed a hand.
They were replacing fence posts, and he and I went up there and chainsawed a bunch up, and I kept some, and that spring, I started carving them.
Since then, Baza has created pencils, paintbrushes, and totems out of old logs. And even though he doesn't consider himself an artist, he's developed the eye of a sculptor. He can look at a piece of wood and then drill and sand and chisel away to bring something new to life.
You know, it could be anything. I mean, it all depends on the wood, and the wood sort of directs you in a way, you know, with wormholes and rot and knots and things like that. So a knot could become an eye, or it all depends on the chunk of wood you're working with.
This evening, Baza is working with 4 students. Their experience with power tools ranges from minimal to non-existent. And his biggest lesson for them is not to worry. If they make a mistake, it means the carving can take on a new character or shape.
Usually if you have a plan, it's not going to work out. So you start somewhere and you end up somewhere else.
Because the students are all relatively inexperienced with power tools, he says he encouraged them to pick an easy shape to start with, like a thumb. But Chelsea Richards, a local art teacher, had a different idea.
I said, hey, let's start out with something simple, you know. She said, no way.
Richards lives in Hunter Creek, and owls have recently taken up residence by her apartment. When she saw the logs that were available for the class to carve, just like Baza said, one spoke to her. There was a knot in the wood that looked like the pattern of a wing. Richards likes how imperfections can become beautiful in carving.
You kind of have to understand what you want to make and then also look at the log and see maybe its misfeatures, if you will, or see its like uniqueness as an opportunity to make it into an art piece.
The owl she's created is finely detailed with sharp eyes and feathers. It's hard to believe it's her first time carving with power tools. She says she's come a long way in the 2-day course.
Honestly, they handed me the power tool and it was the first time I turned it on, it was like hard to get it to stay on.
Guinevere Jones is another art teacher. She'd use tools to install art for exhibitions, but that's about it.
I would feel like now, hand tools, I could do that. Like, I could totally do that.
Jones is bent over her log, sanding away a chunk of wood from the side. Next, she switches to chipping away at the log with a screwdriver. Small pieces of pine fly through the air. She's intent, but her vision has had to change.
I tried to make my dog, but then it turned out looking like a cat, so now I'm just going with the cat.
Baza walks among the students, stepping carefully over power cords, offering tools and tricks. Carving with power tools may seem dangerous, but he wants his students to feel like they have a safe place to experiment and play.
When I hear someone say, I can't draw a straight line, well, either can I. You know, it's more fun to bend it a little bit and have some fun with it.
With that, he turns back to his students, smiling as sawdust fills the air. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.